I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Tony from Bremerton is. Tony, are you there?
Yeah.
Tony, did you get to check out the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room at 5:40?
No.
All right, Steve. He's a man of integrity. No. Go ahead and get out of here,
bye-bye,
sir. For those who might be playing along from home, Tony has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
In what early 2000s year did Wikipedia launch?
2005.
No.
3.
No.
2002.
No. Who starred as Buddy the Elf in Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Yes. In the business world, what does NYSE stand for?
NYSE? New York City Yacht.
No.
New York State.
No.
I don't know. Next.
Oslo is the capital of which Scandinavian country?
Which one again?
Oslo is the capital of which Scandinavian country?
Belgium.
No.
German.
No.
Russia.
No. How many triangles are in a 3D tetrahedron?
Oh, my God. 4.
Yes. What type of liquor is in a Paloma?
Whiskey.
No.
Gin.
No.
Vodka.
No. What is Magic Johnson's real first name?
Dang it, I don't know.
Tony! You got 2 correct.
Yeah, it's better than my last time.
Yeah. Steve. I'm just going to let you know, you're probably going to hit 399.
Oh, you think so?
I do.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, you're going to have to try really...
You're not even messing with me.
You're going to have to try really hard to lose.
I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Okay.
What early 2000s year did Wikipedia launch?
2001.
Yes. Who starred as Buddy the Elf in Elf?
Chad Smith.
No.
Will Ferrell.
Yes. In the business world, what does NYSE stand for?
New York Stock Exchange.
Yes. Oslo is the capital of which Scandinavian country?
Norway.
Yes. How many triangles are in a 3D tetrahedron?
4.
Yes. What type of liquor is in a Paloma?
That would be vodka.
No.
Tequila.
Yes. What is Magic Johnson's real first name?
Irvin.
Yeah. Which East Coast state is the most densely populated in the United States?
New York.
No.
Massachusetts?
No.
Rhode Island.
No. What weather pattern phenomenon is a combination of updrafts and downdrafts?
Hurricane.
No.
Tornado.
Yes. What berry did pregnant women in the Middle Ages avoid eating because they thought it caused birthmarks?
Strawberries.
Yes. Steve,
oh my God.
With time on the clock, you scored 9, and that is a big win, 9-2. Sorry, Tony.
That's all right.
Next
9-2?
Yeah.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Is it Florida?
It's not. It's New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
The worst drivers in all of America.
How so?
It's just, it's scary. It's just scary bad. I mean, they don't even believe in lanes. They don't believe in stopping.
Blinkers?
Nothing. They just believe in yelling at you and cutting you off.
Well, I would like everybody to make sure that they are tuned in at 8:50 this morning, because you just might score your 400th win at Beat Migs. Do you do a secret Santa at your place of work? We just did one on Monday. What if the name that you got is for a coworker that you hate?
Whoa.
A listener texted us that he's dealing with exactly this, so we're going to chat with him about it after Nirvana. We got a text from a listener who wants our help, Steve Migs.
Yes.
We're the right people to come to when you need help with something. And the help he's requesting is with his Secret Santa situation, because apparently he doesn't like the person that he drew for the Secret Santa.
The text is, hey guys, I was hoping for your advice. I had my company Christmas party. We're supposed to be doing Secret Santa, and I absolutely despise the person that I have Secret Santa with. What do I do?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
We're going to chat with Andy from Puyallup. Andy, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I appreciate this.
Oh, man. This is a very timely. I mean, the holidays are here. We just had our holiday party. We had Secret Santas, and I feel your pain. Mine was a guy who works at our state, in our building. He's on another radio station, Gregor, and I absolutely despise him. And I had to get him something, and it was really tough. No, I love Gregor. I was very lucky. Tell us about what's going on.
I'm like, I hope he's not listening.
Oh, his listeners will text him and let him know.
Yeah, so Chris, he's my boss, but he's more than just my boss. So I married his sister like 15 years ago. We're friends. We're brothers. We go way back. He does Secret Santa every year because he's super into Christmas. And, you know, he wants to get everyone in the mood and into the jolly season and everything. But it's not for everybody, you know. It's not for me as much. But
I was going to say, I get a feeling it's not for you.
Your enthusiasm is oozing right now.
Yeah. Maybe it's for everybody else, but me, not so much. And especially this year. So, because I, like you guys said, I got someone that I just really don't like, and I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to get him?
So does the guy that you got, I'm assuming it's a guy, does he know that you don't like him? Is the feeling mutual, do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't make it like super obvious I don't like him, but he might have an idea I don't like him. I mean, he's really lazy. And given my situation there, like, it really bothers me to see someone that lazy at work, doesn't get there on time. Likes to leave early. I mean, he's just not the best employee.
Dude, I now I'm starting to feel bad about what I got Gregor, though. I just got him a gift card. And I was about to say, you know, if you don't like him, just get him a gift card. But I like Gregor. But I was like, you know, we had a cap of $20. So I'm like, I'm not, if I get him a gag gift, then I can't really get him something that maybe he could actually use. Couldn't you just buy him a gift card and call it a day?
Yeah, I could. But, like, you know, then he gets to get whatever he wants. Maybe I don't even want him to get what he wants.
So you just, out of principle, you just do not want to reward this guy with anything.
Exactly.
I will say, though, Andy, I am not a fan of White Elephant gift exchanges. I'm not really a fan of Secret Santas. I always end up participating in them, but I'm a little bit of a bah humbug when it comes to those.
You are?
I am. I just, can I tell you guys what I got in my family's, like, White Elephant gift exchange thing 2 years in a row? It's called a Tuggy. What? You can find it at an adult store.
Sounds and it's sexual.
Yep. It literally, the tagline is a warm sock that, or what is it? A fuzzy sock that warms your fill in the blank. I got that twice.
Oh, well, problem solved. Andy, get your coworker a Tuggy.
Well, I want to keep the job there.
Well, I will say
HR participates in this too.
That's fair. Yeah,
I did get two different tuggies. One was Christmas. You? One was like holiday themed, and then the other one is like a tuxedo. Oh my God.
How does Brad feel about these tuggies?
Well, he hasn't worn them yet.
That answers our question.
Actually, if you want to borrow one of my tuggies, Andy, I'll just send it to you.
Borrow one? I mean, I don't know how I feel about borrowing that type of thing, but. It's a really nice offer for sure.
Right, here's an offer for you. Do you think, I mean, because you said that your brother's cool, your brother-in-law is cool. Do you think he'd be up for coming on the air and we can kind of like maybe hash this out? How about we kind of come up with maybe like a suggestions for him and see if maybe he's down for the idea? Do you think he would do something like that?
I think he would come on the air, yeah. I mean, him and I go way back. I think I can definitely ask him about it once I get to work.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
And we promise we won't offer up the tuggy as a solution.
I appreciate that. I'll keep it on the back burner, though. I appreciate
it. Yes. Yeah, it's always there for you.
It sounds like the type of gift that would be.
It's real fun.
Andy, you don't have to accept her tuggy. I promise. You do not have to accept her tuggy if you don't want to. So how about we check back tomorrow at this time and see if Chris could join us?
That sounds great.
Awesome, Andy. You rock.
A tuggy?
I'll bring one in so you guys can see it. The Daily Mix Show. I'm definitely bringing it in.
Oh God.
Why? Nobody's asking you to.
We are so grateful for all the rockaholics who are stepping up right now, making donations to support Coats for Kids, which is more than a coat, but for kids living in poverty, that coat could be everything. So go make your donation at KISW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a photograph circling the internet again, going viral once more. And oddly enough, it's a photo that I took at Paint in the Grass, I think in 2022.
I did not know that until you mentioned it. I was like, excuse me, I've seen this picture all over the internet.
It's me. I did it. It's a tall guy at a concert, and the back of his t-shirt says, "Hi, I'm Bob, and I'll be the token tall guy blocking your view today. Thank you for your cooperation." And next to him is a shorter woman, happens to be his wife, by the way. She's wearing a shirt that says, "F you, Bob." And it's pretty much the cutest pairing that you've ever seen. So many have opinions on this shirt. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of the comments, and people had plenty to say about tall people at concerts and other stuff as well. And I figured who better to read it than somebody who is quite the opposite of tall, maybe one of the shorter celebrities out there.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, that's a good pick, but no, it's not him. Somebody even a little bit more prestigious. I don't know if that's the right term, but more famous.
Oh.
Danny DeVito. Oh, great choice as well. Somebody even more successful.
Oh.
Sometimes maybe some people believe that he has an impossible mission to do from time to time.
Oh. Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's a very short man. And so he decided, well, the robot version of him, to read some of the comments. Are you ready?
So ready.
Not my fault if you're short. Boo-hoo, wear platform shoes or something.
Yeah, I agree. Boo-hoo, wear platform shoes.
All right.
As a tall guy, I'm 6'3", which is kind of tall. I do think about that, though, when I go to concerts. I'm like, oh, man, am I blocking somebody's view? I like to stand right by the soundboard, so that way nobody is behind me other than the sound guy, but he's elevated and he doesn't care.
That's also typically the best place to be anyway, because the sound is the best.
Absolutely.
Had a tall teenage girl in front of me at the Stevie Nicks concert. Tall people need to have their own spot at the very back of the venue.
Okay, now
are we body shaming now?
That seems a little ridiculous.
God.
So now the tall people just have to stay in the back of the concert venue.
That's not fair.
It's not. It's not my problem you're short.
It's payback for all the times a short person gets the exit row on a plane.
Okay, yes. I always love traveling with my wife because she's like, let's get seats with more leg room. I'm like, every seat is more leg room for you. You're 5'4".
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. And then she's like, well, for all of us. I'm like, we have a 5-year-old and now a 6-year-old, but we have a child. Like, any room, any spot on the plane is plenty of leg room for you guys. It sucks for me.
One concert I went to a few years ago, a guy in his 50s or 60s was with his family and told my then girlfriend's friend to keep quiet because she was whistling.
Then don't go to a concert.
Sounds like that's not for you.
I mean, I'm personally, I think one of my least favorite things at a concert is when somebody wants to talk your ear off.
Oh.
Because it's just like, man, I paid all this money to watch this band. We can have this conversation afterwards.
Any day.
And people get always so offended when I'm like, hey, can we talk about this after the concert? I remember seeing Faith No More, and I was so excited they were back together and seeing them. And my buddy wanted to keep talking to me. I'm like, dude, if you don't shut up, I'm going somewhere else, and I'm going to run really fast so you can't find me.
Oh, yeah.
At 6'2", I'm self-conscious about being the Bob at shows. Then actual Bob finds his way directly in front of me. Cue Bob while we're on it.
Yes. I feel like that does happen to us tall guys. It always the guy who's taller than you finds you.
The best part too, though, this couple, he was freakishly tall and she was very tiny.
Yes.
I'm like, how does this even work in the bedroom for you guys? I had a lot of questions.
Yeah, same height laying down.
I think people with long hair should have it in a ponytail or a bun if they're going to headband. I don't want your nasty hair hitting me while you are rocking out.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with tall people. This is just somebody complaining about what they don't like at concerts.
That's what the internet is for, Steve. Complaints.
There is nothing worse when somebody is banging their head and, like, their hair just sticks to you. You're just like, I don't want your
That's
hair on
That's nasty.
Me.
Tall people don't bother me. It's the jackasses that record the whole show on their phone.
We gotta stop doing that.
I try not to let those people bother me unless they're, like, right in front of me. That gets annoying. But I do find myself, like, staring through their phone. Now I'm watching the concert through their phone.
When I was at a recent concert, when I went to go see Authority Zero, we were watching this guy, and he was videotaping the entire show. And we were both just like, it's not even a good shot. Like the guitar player would be having a solo and he's like on the drummer and we're like, what are you doing?
Dude, those are my favorites when I get somebody that's drunk and they're just filming everything because I don't even think they know what they're doing. Right. And I'm like, when they go back and look at this tomorrow, it's going to be like they're drunk again.
Yeah.
Because it's just like they're not pointing at even the concert.
So bad.
If you talk through the entire set, why did you even come? Spotify is cheaper.
Yes, okay, going back. What would you say if you had to pick one thing that you wish you could remove people doing at concerts?
Ooh.
Because it drives you insane.
Gosh, that's a really good I would say, like, keep your shirts on. Like, even if you're in the mosh pit, like, just keep your shirt on. There's nothing worse than getting, like, stuck to someone, like, your arm stuck to someone's sweaty back.
Or the worst is when they're trying to get through, and it feels like a slug just kind of, like, crawled on you.
Yeah, shirts on, please.
Danny, what about you?
I just wish people would understand that the mosh pit is a thing and they could let me in there without getting mad at me when I'm trying to push my way through.
Danny's a pusher.
I am a pusher.
I've seen him at concerts where he just pushes through people.
Violently.
I usually hand Steve my keys and I'm like, I'll be back.
Yep.
I got work to do.
And then I take his car for a joyride.
Yeah.
Suck it, short people. I'm 7 foot tall and I'm standing in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't like it. I'm farting into your face, Shorty.
Yeah. There you go, Shorty. Enjoy my farts.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tall people are welcome at Live Night.
Yes.
2026, and it's happening Friday, February 13th. We are back at the Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, which we've been so looking forward to because they just did this giant remodel. Steve, I know you've taken a look at it. I've been there for an event. It looks awesome.
I can't wait to be there and hang out with all the Rockaholics as well.
It is the livest radio you will ever experience. Everything performed live in front of a crowd. And the tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. So set yourself a little reminder and get the details at KISW.com. If you are just waking up and getting started on the day, you might be aware of the fact that there's a lot going on out there in the world. So much so that we go through it ahead of time to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Western Washington is just dealing with it. And what is it? Wild weather. Everything from these major floods, and we've got high rains today, or crazy rains today. There have been some evacuations in place even today.
We have a blizzard coming.
Flood watches continue. But then there was this really tragic story out of Snohomish County where a 33-year-old man died after he drove around the road closure signs, ended up in some deep flood water off of Marsh Road.
And they're just trying to emphasize, look, if you see those signs and you think, I could probably get through it, there's a very good chance you can't because you just don't realize how deep the water is, and also how the ground is because of the water as well.
So people are obviously being urged to avoid these flooded roads, and King 5 did a report that updates everyone on what's going on.
Amid widespread flooding, Governor Ferguson issues a direct message to those in the danger zone.
If you get an evacuation order, for God's sakes, follow it.
Tonight, we've learned the disaster area spans more than 123,000 square miles. That's according to the Red Cross. The governor called the flooding crisis one of the most devastating disasters in the state's history.
As we've been saying every day since this started, the situation is extremely unpredictable. And that's something I want to emphasize again to all Washingtonians.
The governor expanded his emergency declaration to include 14 counties. On the ground, emergency responders are working around the clock. Coast Guard helicopters provide support from the air.
Shout out to all the first responders and everyone having to deal with all this stuff, because it doesn't seem like there's really any kind of like light at the end of the tunnel right now. It's just awful.
End in sight.
Yeah, and I think I saw this morning, it was like over 200,000 people are dealing without power, including yourself.
Yeah.
And you had a tree almost hit your house.
It missed it. It's very close to my back deck. It just narrowly missed the back deck, so we're very lucky.
It's just so weird, because I've had people from the East Coast, my friends, from, they're all like, hey, you doing okay? Because they're seeing it like on CNN, and they're seeing all these stories. I'm like, I'm like not very far from some of this stuff, which is so weird, but like thankfully, we're just dealing with just wind and rain, so I can't complain.
And you said your Frosty the Snowman got knocked over.
He did. I'm hoping he's still up by the time I get home.
Oh, good.
We have reinforcements, and by reinforcements, some new stakes to put into the ground, because clearly the ones I have are not strong enough.
Look at you, Steve. You're fighting back.
You know who's not fighting? It's the damn Seattle Kraken. Another tough loss for them. They were up. They were winning. They were beating the Colorado Avalanche, and they ended up losing it 5-3. I think that's 9 out of their last 10. It's just not going well, and things got weird after the game. I don't think I've ever seen this happen. Granted, I've never been paying attention to it, but Coach Lane Lambert, not happy. And team, also not happy. He does his press conference after the game, and usually the media gets to ask questions. For some reason, they didn't let the media ask any questions. Ooh. The only person that could ask a question to Lane was one of the employees for the Seattle Kraken.
Wow.
And even with that, he does not sound happy. Here, check out the press conference. It was rather quick.
Thought we played hard, like we have been. You just can't find a way to get over the finish line.
And what about the right line itself? Did you feel good about what they were doing tonight?
Yeah, I thought they played well.
And special teams, you guys had some good work there. Anything in particular that stood out to you?
No, I thought we killed fine. Made a big mistake at the end on the last kill. Can't make that.
And how about Philip Grubauer's night?
Played well.
Any update on Montour?
No.
Thanks, Lane.
All right, thank you for that.
No. A lot of enthusiasm.
We got a lot of information. Lane, how you feeling about your job?
No.
Okay. Good talk.
The Daily Mix Show.
No.
This is a big moment, Steve Miggs. I don't want just anybody to call in to play the game. I want somebody to call in who truly believes that they can beat you.
Because, well, I feel like everybody who calls in thinks they can beat
me. But I mean like really confident.
Oh, so if you don't think you're stupid, call in. Is that what you're trying to say?
Like maybe somebody that's beat you, you know, in the past more than a few times. Because you're so close to hitting 400 wins. You are 399. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call.
I want to ask our head coach of the Seattle Kraken, Coach Lane, do you think Tyron Daly is a good person?
No.
Okay, good.
We nailed it. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Migs to see if Steve can hit his 400th win at 850.
No.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.